Letter K. Barbary Lion Skull. This lion was the jewel of the King's Zoo in the Tower of London 700 years ago. It is also the oldest lion found in the UK after the extinction of native wild lions. There's a model you can touch to the left of the digital tablet. It has its mouth closed. The entire skull measures 30 centimetres from the base, along the top of the head, down the brow, and along the length of the lion's snout, past a heart-shaped opening for the nostrils, to the top jaw and the fierce front teeth. The jaw hinges towards the very back of the skull, so the lion can open its mouth scarily wide. And that's how the skull is displayed in the case. The bone is smooth and light brown, the teeth white and only slightly discoloured. The central teeth and the top jaw, the incisors, are missing, leaving two empty sockets. But the incisors either side curve down, as those in the bottom jaw curve up to meet them. Either side of the incisors, the canines are sharp fangs, 5 centimetres long. There's a smooth gap in the jawbone between these and the molars, and, astonishingly, none of the teeth seem at all ground down. The skull is 23 centimetres at its broadest point below the lion's eye sockets, where there's a little hole in each side where the muscles attach. A ridge of bone, also for muscle attachment, called the sagittal crest, runs the length of the skull, along the midline to the top of the forehead. This extraordinarily well-preserved skull was found in 1937 by workmen digging in the moat around the Tower of London. Museum scientists dated it back to the late 12 or 1300s. Barbary lions are larger than standard African lions and are now extinct in the wild.